Hi, this is Chuck Zimmerman, the guy who's been doing this blogging thing at RamsReunion2006.com. I hope that you are enjoying that. And I've got with me on the phone here Nancy Tatum, who is our reunion committee leader. And Nancy, we've already been talking before we started recording this, but I just thought it might be interesting to talk a little bit about what it's been like to put together this reunion, because I think it's kind of a special one. 30 years is definitely a big chunk of time since we were back in those, well, for some of us, long hair days and stuff. Some of us who had hair or still do, maybe.
Well, I had hair, and it was usually always tangled up, so it's shorter now and in better control.
I think before we do anything else, I think it might be interesting to just, you just recently moved back to Sarasota, right? And so how long have you been back in Sarasota?
Well, I moved here at the middle of March. I took a position in December of last year and was commuting between Tampa and Sarasota for 3 months, and then finally found a place and have been back ever since.
Wow. Well, great. And for working on this reunion, that's got to have been real helpful, too.
Well, I think that working on the reunion actually helped me decide to move back to Sarasota. I wasn't terribly comfortable living in Tampa. I think there's a lot to be said about friendships and so forth, and I found that after coming to Sarasota for reunion meetings, it just occurred to me that it would be better for me to live here, where my roots are, and where I just like the atmosphere better. So,
I kind of miss out, miss the beach especially, and having lived here in Missouri now for I think it's almost 15 years, we're coming up on that time of year when I really miss Sarasota. That's winter.
Oh yeah, well it's definitely like it always was here, warm all the time and sunny most of the time. So it's been a real pleasure to be back and visit the beach and get back into the scheme of things.
Well, let's talk about the reunion then. I think people who have been on either of the websites are hopefully pretty up to date on our plans and stuff, but it might be interesting to just tell us how this has developed, from your perspective since you got started on it.
Well, it has been something that recently I keep pinching myself about, because I think, did I really volunteer to do this? Actually, I guess it was back in May of 2005, I was looking on the classmates.com website and noticed that Sharon Buchanan Quiros had made a posting saying that she was not going to be able to lead the reunion effort for this go-round because she was instead planning her daughter's wedding, but she would be willing to help. And I just was gripped with this sense that I needed to take action because I had been wondering about the upcoming reunion and if we would have one. And so I just wrote her back and said I'd be glad to help, not realizing that that would translate into my pretty much leading the effort. But that's what happened, and we kind of got things rolling in late October or November of 2005. And, I was in touch with you and Sharon, of course, and then we began to put together a group consisting of Benny Barton, Melody Sweetser Kelly, and some of the other people who had been involved, as well as people that I got in touch with after contacting people here in town. And so it just began to take form. Of course, you started the blog, which has been really great fun. And once the committee began to meet regularly, we began to determine what needed to be done. And I guess the largest feature of the planning has been locating people, which is not a small task considering that there are or were 720 students in our class. Not all of those were part of the commencement exercise, but we counted up that many, and so it's meant compiling several lists that we've had from years past and researching to see if people were still available at those addresses, or just locating people from the beginning if we had no address. And so that's probably been the biggest task. What we've had to do also is subscribe to a people search website, which is called intellius.com, and we basically input people's names and what we do know about them, their age or approximate age, and last known whereabouts, and hopefully, you know, we've gotten correct responses. The hardest thing to do has been to find females, because a lot of us have gotten married and changed our names, and so that search is a little more difficult.
So does this mean we're going to have a lot of guys there and not a lot of girls? No,
well, actually, somehow, you know, the women have come through, and we've, you know, I haven't really counted it up, but I think that we're going to have a good showing of both. But anyway, that's just been the biggest effort. And then as that began to take shape and we were able to send out announcements, we've been able to work on the other details, namely getting the events planned. We had a couple of surprises along the way, namely that the cocktail cruise we had hoped for didn't pan out. And suddenly the location of our dinner dance didn't pan out because the building is still under construction and is way behind schedule. But teamwork has been able to get us through those. And so now we're just down to 2.5 weeks, I guess.
Well, I was surprised that we couldn't get enough people to golf, you know?
Yes. Yeah, I was too, and I don't even golf, and I was going to attend. So
there's always somebody's got to drive the beverage cart, you know.
Well, that's right. I was willing to do that. Take along, you know, my bartender's guide.
There you go. Well, hey, well, if we have time, we'll do that. I'm guessing that, you know, for those of us, especially coming from out of town or even out of state, I don't know if we've got anybody coming from out of the country, but. You know, I've already thought of all the things I'd like to do in a couple of days, and I don't know how I can get it all done. Just with people I'd like to see who are not necessarily even classmates. I don't have many, but I do have a couple relatives that still live in the Sarasota area, for example.
So how many days will you be in?
I'm coming in, if I remember right, I'll get there Thursday evening.
Okay.
And then I'm going to take off sometime Sunday afternoon. And I'm actually coming in with a daughter to Fort Myers. We're renting a vehicle. I'm dropping her off with friends because she went to college there last year. And then it's a long story, but I'm going to pick her up Sunday, and we're going to my mother-in-law's house where she has some stuff from when she was living down there that we need to pick up. And we're going to drive back to Missouri starting Monday. So that's my schedule.
So you're going to be pretty much tied up with reunion activities with just a little bit of time to squeeze in other.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I heard about this MC thing. Tell me a little bit about that while we're talking.
Well, somehow all of us on the reunion committee appear to be very afraid to get up in front of people and talking. So we decided that we needed to find someone who was used to holding a microphone. And since on your web blog, we've seen countless photos of you in that capacity, we decided you would be the perfect person to take.
So I doomed myself. That's what I did.
I guess so. But, you know, we want to see that nice head of curly hair, curly red yeah. hair, and, you know, your winning smile. So that's kind of what happened.
Okay. Well, I'm sure we can handle it one,
yes.
somehow or another.
I'm kind of thinking we could come up with a, sort of a Phil Donahue style. You know, we can get you some questions to ask the audience, and, you know, everyone will feel famous.
Well, get me, I'll tell you what I need to know then probably is for each event, you know, if you got a little information about what my time frame is and stuff, we can work on that afterwards so we don't
okay.
bore people here. But, well, let me, I guess also since you're, since you had moved away from Sarasota and are back and working on this, for those of us especially to be coming from out of town, what's different about Sarasota that maybe impressed you the most that we should be expecting when we get there?
Well, it's hard to find all of the familiar places because of the fact that there's been so much construction going on and the scale of everything is so big. I used to attend the Church of the Redeemer, and honest to goodness, when you're driving down, what is it, when you're driving past, Marina Jackson, looking over to that side, you can hardly see the church because of all of the condominiums and large buildings. But the landscape has changed a good bit because of the real estate boom here, and likewise, the prices of everything are quite high. I'm renting a one-bedroom apartment and paying as much per month for that as I was paying for my three-bedroom townhouse in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, it's just become very, very expensive, and things are still very nice, however. You know, and there's a little more to offer in terms of, dining places
right.
and so forth. But I think the biggest change people will notice is, of course, the change in just the landscape. And when you go on Siesta Key, coming on by the North Bridge, you know, all of those small-scale homes that were on the bay have disappeared and been replaced by little McMansions, and so that's been a big change.
Wow.
Midnight Pass Road still looks the same, thank goodness, and so you know, some things do not change. So.
Well, where we're going to stay, if I'm understanding this right, looking at the map, I don't think there was much of anything there when I lived in Sarasota, and now you know, I got this new. It sounds relatively new facility and kind of tied in with that planned community. And how long is it going to, should we expect, if we wanted to go to the beach from the hotel, like how long would it take us to get there, do you think?
Maybe 15 or 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Too long. No, and things are not as far apart as they appear on the map. And the traffic's not as bad as it is in, say, Charlotte, where I just came from, which is about the same size as Sarasota.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's still workable. The Lakewood Ranch area is huge and I think could almost be considered its own town if it hasn't already been established that way. But it's just really grown and... it's just amazing. I think Florida has an influx of new residents at the rate of, I think, 1,000 per week or something, or maybe per day. I don't know. It's just unbelievable how many people are moving here.
Well, what else can, let's see, I'm trying to think what people might be interested to know about, when, you know, the reunion. There's a lot of information we can get off the website, but for example, on the late Benny's latest book, email that he sent out, he had information about, like, what we should wear and you know, to the events. We have.
Oh, he did.
I think there didn't. I'm sure you must have read it, of course, word
for
word.
Oh, of course,
I just forgot. But if I remember right, there was something about a Hawaiian shirt. If you have one for, is it Friday?
Yes.
Friday's events can be very casual.
Right.
And Saturdays will be more formal. How formal will Saturday night be? That was the question I've got.
Well, I think it's a dinner dance.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say sport jacket maybe for men.
Do we need a tie, a suit?
I think actually people should still come to these events dressed as comfortably as they want to.
Right.
I believe that people coming to the dinner dance will get more dressed up than they might for the cocktail party, but I don't want to give a rigid set of standards for dress because that might turn people off. And if people want to get dressed up, then they're welcome to, and if they would rather be a little more casual, I think that's fine too.
Good.
You know, we don't need to go by Emily Post's book of standards.
Well, just make sure that after your meeting, you let your MC know what you expect of him, and that includes attire too. So.
Oh yes. Well, we will. We'll send out a note in the morning.
One of those pictures I posted was with Gene Simmons. I'm pretty much assuming everybody would remember Kiss, don't you think?
I think so.
Yeah. He was a very interesting character. I don't know that he would be exactly what you might expect when you meet the guy, but a lot of those events, when I'm out and about, they're very rarely a suit and tie. In fact, it's part of what I love about this business is I was in a business where I start out, we had to wear a suit and tie every day. We called it the uniform, I think business has gotten a lot more casual overall. But let's see. Anything else you might want people to know before we close about what to expect? Well, one of the things I know is you've got people that have either said they're going to come or they've already RSVP'd, but you still need to get some money in, so
yeah,
we might want to remind them about that.
Well, we have what are known as deposits that we have to make, and final deposits the week before the event. So we're trying to get all of the money in prior to everything beginning. We've had real good response. There are a few stragglers, and if everyone could just remember their checkbooks and either send a check right away to Benny Barton or go ahead and go to the website and make payment with credit card there. That would be super. We're going to have a great time. We've got some little special surprises for all of the events, so I think it'll be well worth it. And I think that the nicest thing that I've discovered in working on this is that, we're all kind of like a big, huge extended family, and maybe some people don't want to think about it like that, but after being away from Florida and, friends for so many years, it's just been a real breath of fresh air to come back to a place where people, recognize me right away, and where, we actually share much more in common than maybe we figured. And that's a nice thing, especially with the world as chaotic and distant as it sometimes can
well,
be.
Well, it's nice to be where everybody knows your name.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that somewhere before.
Yes. Yes, I think it was a TV show or something. But yes, so it's been really a lot of fun, and I hope everyone will enjoy themselves.
Well, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it, and in fact, I don't have to go anywhere between now and then, which is very cool to get caught up here at the office at home and get ready for that trip, because it'll be about a week. I think I'll be gone.
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually stopping and doing some business on the way back up, which has worked out very nicely. So,
good.
Yeah.
Good. All
well,
right.
Well, I have a great meeting. Tell the committee that I said hello and to send me an update.
Okay.
It doesn't have to tell Benny. It doesn't have to be 5 pages, single spaced, and that's you know we can summarize things if he wants. But but I'll get that posted too, and really look forward to this. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
I think we're gonna have a great time, and thank you
for
all of your help so far. We'll look forward to seeing you then.
Okay, Nancy.
Okay.